Hi, and welcome to the 18th episode of the Language Mandarins podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm reflecting a little bit on this end of my first month transitioning back into online teaching. So a month ago, mid-February 2016, I stopped working with one of the big four audit firms, and the 15th was technically my last day, but because the Pope was visiting Mexico, the office was working, like telecommuting, working from home, which ended up being something I enjoyed doing, so I decided to do this full time. On the 17th of February, I turned in my computer and my equipment and all that, and signed some documents, got my checks, and said goodbye to corporate life. Later that day, I went to the British Council so I could take the speaking part of my IELTS exam, and I think I did a pretty good job on that. And then the next day, I took the DELF, the French exam for the B2 level. And I just got the results back yesterday, and I scored an 89 out of 100, and including like a 25 out of 25 for my speaking in French. So that was really good. And then the next day, on the Friday, I had a farewell brunch with some former coworkers, and I definitely hope to stay in touch with them, and I hope they're doing well, and I know that they're wishing me well and hoping things are going well for the teaching. And then the Saturday of that first week, I took the IELTS test for the written section and the listening section, and I just managed to get the results back a few days ago, and I was able to get an overall score of 9. So I got a 9 on the listening part, a 9 on the reading part, a 9 on the speaking part, and an 8 for the writing section. So I'm really pleased with those results. Obviously, as a native speaker, it was not a surprise to be getting such a high score, but even still, it's nice to be able to have that confirmation and to be able to help students with their IELTS preparation. So I know exactly what's on the test, I know exactly how to go about preparing for it, and how to do well and how to perform well in each section. Little by little, I've been trying to get into the new routine, working online, so that's been a challenge. I figure that, I mean, I don't want to be alone in this process, so I started to reach out to several online language learning experts, so via Twitter, and I signed up for several courses, so those have been webinars and audio content and written content, so those have been from Ollie Richards with his website, iwillteachyoualanguage.com. And through Ollie, I discovered Kirsten Cable and her website, fluentlanguage.co.uk. And thanks to Kirsten, I discovered Lindsay Dow with her website, lindsaydoeslanguages.com. And Shannon Kennedy with her website, yourlinguist.com. And thanks to Lindsay, discovering Chris Broham, who I'm very fortunate he came on the podcast last week. And again, thanks to all those people, then I've recently discovered Brian Kwong with the Add One Challenge, and that kind of a 90-day challenge program. So each new person I am connecting with and networking and finding out about their language learning and their projects and their webinars, and I discover even more people like Jennifer Nascimento on with her Instagram account and her website, English Outside the Box, Gabby Wallace with her website, Go Natural English, and her recent TED talk, which she published. So congratulations on that. So it's been just a real wonderful discovery of all of these teachers who are teaching online. I've reconnected with a couple teachers who I've followed via Twitter, and then invited them onto the podcast as well. So it's been a very great opportunity to network with a lot of people, find out how they're teaching, find out about their teaching techniques. So it's been a big learning process, and I really appreciate all of those people's feedback, and I appreciate them coming on the podcast. The networking is starting to bear some fruit, and it's leading to some potential collaboration with those teachers and with language exchange partners. And I'm starting to get a few new students, and especially some of them who listened to the interview that I did for All Ears English. So that came out on their website about a month ago. Also, I started to do some collaboration with a Russian website that does study abroad programs, and the girl who runs that, she decided that she really liked the Californian accent, and so she's decided to set up a landing page for me and to promote the Skype classes, and there actually has been one or two students who have started taking classes, so I'm very appreciative of that project. And with my Italki teacher profile, since Christmas, I've had now to date 50 classes, either half hour or 1 hour, and there's been about 7 students who have been from Russia, Brazil, Spain, Japan, Mexico, and I also have students in Mexico City who are still taking some face-to-face classes and online classes. So there's a good start so far for getting new students. And I'm also trying to get into a regular routine of creating this podcast each day from Monday to Friday. I've been learning a lot about editing audio, trying to figure out interview skills, and just getting ideas for content to develop for the podcast. And it's just not only a discovery of all the potential platforms that are out there right now for teaching online, there's making contact with different people and following different people on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the VK website where I'm still taking part in the language marathon with the Language Heroes run by Evgenia Kasheva. And so there's a lot of wonderful opportunities that are out there, and I just need to kind of develop my game plan and figure out how to kind of go about getting some more students and getting into a regular routine where I'm finding a balance between work, preparing for classes, networking with teachers, networking with students, taking care of my children, picking them up from school from time to time in the afternoons, and then spending more and more time with them, which when I was used to be at the office was a lot more limited since I would get home a lot later. So there's a lot to discover, just a lot of possibilities. So I'm very thankful to everybody who has been helping me out and who's been encouraging me and who's been inspiring me. It's a wonderful end to this first month, and I really look forward to how things are going to continue developing over the next few months. So with that said, if you'd like to take an English class with me or find out more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website, hugginsinternational.com. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. So thank you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.